whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The human race continually demonstrates greed and selfishness on a daily basis. In secular circles, this type of drive is praised as a necessary skill. However, Christ in his earthly body demonstrated total authority and power through complete humility. This morning, Pastor Holland will look at the book of 2 Kings to find the example of a man who experienced the blessings of God and threw them away for personal gain. Join me now for the beginning of the two-part series entitled Gehazi, the Man Who Ignored the Blessings of God.
What strikes me so strange about Gehazi? He could have been anybody in our church that was busy serving God. I'm simply saying that we better be careful, because we can sing the songs, we can go through the motions, we can come to the house of God and hear the Word of God preached, but the old devil can still destroy our lives and make us do things that we ought not to do. He lied without a care. He tried to tell stories that were not believable. He threw away the blessings of God. He acted as if the blessings of God were worth nothing. Friend, I want to tell you something today. In all the things that I've ever obtained in this life, there's nothing as good as the blessings God has bestowed upon my life. We think about what God does for us, and yet here's a man that knew the blessings of God on his life, but yet without any fear or without any seemingly caring at all, as if it was nothing to him, he lied. And he treated the blessings of God as trash and something that he was not worried about. He was forsaking God's power. He was forsaking God's presence. And he was forsaking God's person. And he was throwing it all away. You know what motivated him? Greed. I mean, I can get it easy. I mean, Naaman's so happy, he'd probably give me anything I ask. I'll be considerate. I won't ask for too much. Just a little bit. Just a few pieces of silver, a couple of changes of clothes. That's all we need. Friend, today God's called us and saved us to serve Him and be faithful to Him. But we find now Naaman's gift was given to Gehazi. He lied to Elijah. And by the way, you know what it revealed? The true condition of his heart. I wonder today, I don't know, but I tell you today, I think about it sometimes. Boy, imagine if we could put the condition of somebody's heart on the screen. It'd be embarrassing to some, and some would be very nervous. But I tell you today, we're surrounded by the holy things of God, yet we remain unmoved by them. People hear the preaching, they sing the songs, they hear the testimonies, the praise of the people, that God's redeemed by His power. But somehow or another, they close their heart to it. Friend, Gehazi had a form of godliness. He had walked with one of the most powerful men upon the earth. He had seen the blessings of God. He had been exposed to the light. And we had seen what God could do and what God would do. And we need to stop and think how God has blessed us and how we've enjoyed the blessings of God. And every one of us in here has heard the gospel at one time or the other, haven't we? We know the truth of salvation and what God says. That light is somewhat taken root in our heart. But there's some that have been exposed to the light. And to be honest with you, their heart is not where it needs to be. They're still thinking about other things when they've been blessed by God in many ways. We need to understand that there's a hardening power in holy things. But through the years, to hear of a successful pastor or an evangelist or somebody that was serving God to fall into sin, it's amazing to me how that can happen. And you wonder, in fact, many times I've shaken my head and I've heard many of the men preach with, I believe, the power of God upon their life. Yet somewhere along the line, greed overrode it all. We may be used to teach the Bible in church, maybe even preaching. But the truth is, the same that softens the wax will harden the clay. Do you know you can spend your entire life in church and die and go to hell? And by the way, the longer you reject Christ, the easier it gets for you to reject Him more and more. Because your heart begins to be hardened. If you're saved today, you ought to thank God for His blessings, His grace, and His truth. If you're unsaved, then you ought to come to Christ today, and you need to look to Him for salvation and be saved. We see the grace that blessed Gehazi's life, the greed that burdened Gehazi's life, but the God that broke Gehazi's life. Friend, I want to remind you this morning, you can lie to me. You can lie to your wife, you can lie to your husband, you can lie to your neighbor, you can lie to your friend. But you can't lie to God. He said, be sure your sins will find you out. He lied to Elijah, but the prophet knew Gehazi better than he knew himself. You see, Gehazi underestimated the man of God. He forgot that God spoke directly to Elijah for Elijah to speak to the people. Elijah said, went not mine heart with thee. Elijah said, it broke my heart to see you do what you do, to see what you had done, to know that you took the money from Naaman, to know that you had planned this, and in your greed you was going to buy some land and start a farm. He was going to purchase livestock and he was going to hire servants. Gehazi had a great plan, and God had revealed it to Elijah. It wasn't that Gehazi confessed. It was the fact that Elijah, the man of God, knew what he had done because God had revealed it to him. Gehazi had a plan, but he made one mistake. He didn't include God in the equation. There's a lot of people today that go through life. They live it up, have a great time, just enjoy the pleasures and benefits of life. But they never take God into the equation, that God is the one that sustains us and helps us in our life. Elijah tells Gehazi the reason he did this is because of sin. The leprosy now was going to fall on Gehazi and his seed forever. The sentence was carried out immediately. We find in verse 27, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from the presence of the Lord. Can you imagine being involved in the service of God and one stupid, dumb mistake could not only cost you your ministry, but it could cost you your life as you know it today because God struck him with leprosy. He lost his health. I would deserve anything that I got if I do something against God and against God Almighty. But I would hate to know that my children and my children's children would have to suffer because of what I did. Time and time again, I see families that are hurting simply because somebody in the family did a dumb thing. And Gehazi, the servant of the Lord, the helper of Elijah, did. I want you to see Gehazi harbored an evil thought. And he thought maybe he could have confessed his desire to Elijah, but he didn't. If he had talked to the man of God, he may have led him in the right direction. But no, he didn't bother going and talking to the man of God. He just went ahead and did what he wanted to do. He harbored evil thoughts. Somebody said, our silence is thunder in heaven. God knows all about what we do and do not give voice to. God knows our motives. He knows the desires and the depths of our heart. And friend, you can't hide it from Him. Gehazi took for granted the man of God. He acted as if Elisha and his work and his testimony was of no value to him. Gehazi took for granted the man of God. He was given a blessing beyond worth. Don't take for granted the man of God. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. We can get to the point where we just take it for granted. And we're not careful, we'll throw it all away. Gehazi not only ignored the man of God, but we see that he invoked the name of God. I'll tell you, it's bad to do bad things. But you don't ever want to involve God in that. Because God don't take part in such things. I heard a fellow the other day tell me, he said, you know, I hear people breaking in churches. He said, that'd be the last place I'd break in. He said, as the Lord liveth, and I'm going to go ahead and just do that. You see, we sing the songs, we repeat the prayers, we unite the people. But like Gehazi, we have no personal, life-changing connection with God. I tell you, we can come out of habit. We can come here week in and week out, and we can sing the songs, and we can go through the motions. And if that's all it is, we're nothing more than just a place on the corner to make you feel good about who you are. But if you come to hear the Word of God, if you come to serve God and be faithful to God, it will keep you from doing things that would destroy your life and the life of your family. Gehazi invoked the name of the Lord. Gehazi was a hypocrite. He claimed to be one kind of man when all the time he was somebody else. Well, he was the great pretender. Gehazi is well presented in our world today. There's a lot of people like that that frequently come to church and they come in and they proclaim their love for Jesus, but they disprove their love by living their lives another way. Don't misunderstand me. I like hypocrites. You said you do. Well, I mean, I like for them to come to church. See, there's a lot of people who won't come to church because of all the hypocrites. I'd rather see sitting in church on a Sunday morning hearing the Word of God than to be somewhere else. But I'm going to tell you something, it's a dangerous place to be if you're not willing to do what is right. Gehazi gave Naaman a false impression of God and of God's man. Do you know Naaman was a man that needed to see the power and the presence of God? And it was a very good thing that Elisha said, "You don't owe me nothing." But then Gehazi comes and ruins it all. You see, today Gehazi left the impression that Naaman, that God's grace comes at a price. And friend, I'm going to tell you something. You can't buy salvation. You can't buy it if you have all the money in the world. It don't matter how rich you are. It don't matter how poor you are. You must come, and it's free. The Apostle Paul said, "I'm a debtor, both to the Greek and the barbarian." But what he meant is not that I owe them some money. I owe them my life to give them the gospel which somebody gave to me in order that I might be saved. Gehazi got what he deserved. So will all those who profess to know the Lord Jesus. Be sure of one thing today. Be sure you're saved. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Friend, it's so easy to know you're saved. But I want you to know today I'm grateful that when God saves us, He gives us eternal life. Many today have rejected the free offer of salvation. Turn it down. Say, "Well, I'll just take my chances." The rich man in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. There's no other option. There's no other way. I know God knows everything about us. But friend, Gehazi was a man that experienced blessing after blessing after blessing. But now we find him lying about the man of God, lying to Naaman, and throwing away all the things that he had experienced, and ends up a leper. Friend, how sad and true that is. God help us today not to be like Gehazi. But let us appreciate the blessings God has bestowed upon our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord, today for the privilege and the opportunity to be here. Who would have ever thought Gehazi, Elisha's man, but yet the tug of his heart led him in the wrong direction and he ended up a leper. I'm looking forward one day to being with you in heaven. And I hate to think about what comes the way of those who reject the blessings of God. We'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have you accepted the gift of eternal salvation, or are you following the selfish desires of your heart? Despite firsthand experiences of the miracles of God, Gehazi sought after earthly things. There is no reward on earth that compares to the value of an eternity in heaven. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard,
Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.